Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Shelby Van Horn. And of course, she's the 4-H program coordinator, 4-H and youth program coordinator for Cass County. So good morning to you, Shelby.
Good morning.
Shelby, you know, people have had to postpone, cancel, change, set new dates, and Pancake Supper was one of those.
Yeah, it was kind of unfortunate that we had to cancel our Pancake Supper for early March. But we have a new date scheduled, and we're hoping that everyone can still plan on coming out and joining us. This is a great event for the youth and the 4-H program as a whole. So,
and the date is?
Yep, the date is March 26th, and the pancakes will be served from 5 to 7:30 p.m.
Okay, and that's a Tuesday night, so and at the Cass County Community Center. And so, Shelby, when people come, of course, they enjoy the pancakes. They enjoy seeing other people, but what else will be going on?
Yeah, so we have a silent auction that goes on during the entire event, and the 4-H clubs and different community supporters all donate different items, so that's always fun to see. We never have the same items each year, so it's always fun to wait and see what items come in.
And so you really don't know at this point. You're going to be surprised too?
Well, we have some in our office, and we're getting ready to share those out on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So if you are interested in seeing some of the ones that we already have, be sure and check out that Facebook page.
And how do we don't just put in 4-H, how do we find the Facebook page?
Yeah, so it's actually under Cass County Extension, and then all of our 4-H stuff and all of our other programs are under that Facebook page as well.
Okay, so Shelby, now we've said the Pancake Supper's here, and of course, I believe the main reason for doing that is some fundraising.
Yeah, so this is a great event. Like I said earlier, the one thing that a lot of people don't know is that in Cass County, 4-H is free to every youth in the county. And so this Pancake Supper is put on by the Endowment, which is a group that kind of, you know, helps support the 4-H program and different activities that the kids want to do throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And so one of their biggest goals is to continue to keep 4-H free in Cass County. So this is a fundraiser for that event. So normally it would cost each kid $30 in other counties, but we keep it free so every kid can join and don't have to worry about that extra cost.
You know, you might have been in 4-H when this happened, but there was big debate about whether we should charge something for 4-H, and there are so many materials and so many things that go on that the decision was made to charge. So it's really great that I'm sure other counties do some things, but I don't know if there's many that are free.
Yeah, I know some other counties have some, you know, scholarship opportunities and different things that they offer, but a lot of counties don't offer the whole cost for free. There's at least some sort of cost involved. So that makes Cass County unique, and also gives, you know, more kids opportunity to be part of the program.
And if there's enough money, and I think that's been true in the past, in addition to the membership, are there not some camp scholarships and those kinds of things offered?
Yeah, so we every year offer five $100 scholarships for kids to go to out-of-county events. So those are events that are not held in Cass County. So some examples would be State 4-H Conference. Camp Wild is a new one that they've started doing. And the Endowment also every year gives out scholarships to graduating seniors, and those are $1,000. So all that extra money goes to help support all those great events.
So indirectly, we all benefit from paying this money, so we get all these young people involved in 4-H. And let's just remind folks, when do you kind of join 4-H? When does that end?
Yeah, so 4-H enrollment is kind of a little bit different than other organizations, I guess. So each year we start recruiting really hard in September, about the same time school, you know, the beginning of the school year. And then actually the deadline to enroll in 4-H is May 15th. That's a statewide deadline. It's not something that we get to choose or make up here. So that is the last time to join. So there's still about a month and a half left to get enrolled and get excited about 4-H and participate at the fair and do all the fun activities.
And I know it's a bit unusual to have somebody join when they're 15 or 16, But occasionally that happens, and I'm thinking that has to be pretty exciting for that person and also exciting for the program.
Yeah, I guess some of those are the, you know, the most fun things that you see is when a kid joins later on and they really get excited and you see them open up. I mean, that's fun for the kids to join even all the way through kindergarten to watch them grow and change. But I think that 4-H, the 4-H program as a whole has a lot to offer, so that's really cool to see that even if they do join, you know, later, that they still have that, you know, that opportunity and that growth that 4-H provides.
Now, you mentioned fair, and for some people, you know, when they say 4-H, they say fair. But my goodness, even though fair preparation goes on year-round, it's so much more than county fair.
Yeah, I would say for the most part, like you said, you hit the nail on the head that fair goes on. We plan for it year-round, but I would say probably 90% of the other things I do year-round probably are a lot outweigh the amount of work that we do. You know, we do a ton of STEM programming and partnerships with the libraries and the YMCA. We do a lot of summer day camps with the conservation. We, you know, we do some summer camps ourselves here. So those camps and those activities, and then the workshops that we have, that's one of my goals, is to get more workshops available for the kids in different, you know, diverse areas. So gotten some feedback, and we've been working on getting some more workshops. So
in any area you want to mention that you've been working on that people are showing their interest?
Yeah, so a big one that I've had recently was I've held two here lately, interview workshops. So that's been on the rise. A lot of youth are wanting to learn about interviewing skills and where that will take them down the road. And then another one, which is kind of a surprise to me, was kind of the visual arts area in like making barn quilts. That's been a big on the rise. So we're going to see if we can get something lined up and maybe even offer that to the community if we have that opportunity. So
yeah, that is interesting, because barn quilts have been around for quite a long time, and there for a while it was just like the thing. But that is an old cultural kind of art. So it's neat to know that there's still an interest in that. And do you need some volunteers to help with that at this point, or kind of where are you at in the planning?
Yeah, at this point, I'm kind of touching base with some local people that, you know, have access to those patterns and know a little bit of the history side of it. I think we could really tie in both aspects. I think it's a strong visual arts project that kids could bring to the fair if they're not interested in that. It's also just good to learn about you know, those skills, and also I would really like someone to know the history of those, because that's a really neat aspect of the barn quilts.
It certainly is. Are there any dates, any things that we need to be thinking ahead in addition to the May 15 date for the final membership enrollment for this year? Anything else, any workshops or events coming up that you want to mention?
Yeah, I guess we're kind of like, we have a couple left, but each Wednesday when the kids get out of school early here in Atlantic, we offer a STEM after school at the Y. We've been offering them about every month for the last 3 or 4 months now. We do STEM activities. So I think this coming month, April, we're going to be doing some designing. We're going to be working with needle and thread that actually is electric. Huh. Needle and thread. We're going to be doing some 3D pen work, and we're also going to be doing some felting. So those are all different things that are kind of fun and design challenges. So we still have a couple of those coming up in there right after school from till 4 or 4:30. We'll kind of just leave that open-ended for that, but those are a big hit. We usually have about 25 spots, and they're usually full. So, yeah, that's a good opportunity for the kids to get and do something after school. So,
yeah, let's keep them busy after school. Okay, let's remind folks where they need to be this coming Tuesday.
Yeah, so the Pancake Supper is March 26th then, and it is from 5 to 7:30 p.m. here at the Cass County Community Center, and we'll also be having that silent auction going on at the same time. So if anyone, we are still taking silent auction items. If anyone is interested in donating, they can get a hold of us here at the office.
And, you know, we didn't mention, what's the price for the pancakes?
Yeah, so the pancakes are $6 for adults and $4 for youth.
Okay, so folks, remember, you're doing a good thing for lots of young people and having a good time and having some good tasting pancakes. Until next time, remember the 4-H motto, to make the best better.